Every step, an earthquake. Every sound, a storm. I must fight it, Vicky thought. She dug her fingers into the earth, gripping hard, breathing deep. And slowly, the sensation passed. A shadow fell over her and Thalar reached down, offering a hand. We need to move on. They walked in the shadow of the islands, Thalar taking the lead, the sack with their provisions over his shoulder. In addition to the trunks that anchored the islands above, there were other spurs of volcanic rocks spiking out of the desert grasses. These sharp ridges became a common feature, and Vicky slowly realized they were sinking lower between them, the landscape slowly transforming into canyons of glistening stone which they had to navigate. Amongst these, they sometimes made good speed, but at others, they barely inched forward. Over the past day, Vicky had learnt to recognise the approach of the ether, the invisible substance that ebbed and flowed around them, giving these lands their name and making it so treacherous. As Thalar edged on down a narrow passage, the doctor hung back. Seeing him cast suspicious glances at their guide, Vicky knew what was coming.
"What exactly did you tell him?"
The doctor whispered. Vicky sighed. It was the fifth time he'd asked in the past day.
"That we were travellers and we'd been ambushed by pirates. And he understood?"
"I didn't tell him about the TARDIS, if that's what you mean." The doctor didn't say anything, just carried on looking at her, a silent interrogation waiting for a response. They'd been caught in an electronic net, slung across this region of space by a group of pirates, spiders the doctor had called them, preying on unwary travellers. Vicky shrugged.
"I explained that we'd been caught in a trap. You and I had escaped and Stephen wasn't so lucky."
The doctor tapped a finger against his lip as he considered.
"Very well," he said. "What's done is done. We shall just have to hope your judgment is sound where this young man is concerned."
"I still don't understand why they brought us here," Vicky said.
"Why not?"
The doctor waved his arm.
"A primitive backwater, far away from prying eyes. Something of a tradition for pirates, as I recall. From what those old fools had to say, we are not the first prisoners they brought here."
Those old fools, Vicky thought. The elder sages of Thalar's village, who'd refused the doctor's request for a guide. It was only a chance meeting with Thalar that had procured any help at all. And they'd needed the help. A typical piece of trickery from the doctor had allowed the pair of them to escape the pirate ship as it had come into land. When Vicky realised Stephen hadn't made it out with them, she'd been frantic. But the doctor had just smiled and produced an instrument from his coat pocket. The device was like a sextant and had enabled him to track the pirates and therefore Stephen and the TARDIS to their final destination. It had taken them a few days cross-country to reach Thalar's settlement, and that was where they learnt of what lay ahead. The Aetherlands, the villagers had called it, an area where they never ventured, and where those who did were lost forever, victim to its invisible power. It was an insurmountable force of nature, and one that had to be crossed if they were to see their ship and their friend once more. There hadn't been any boundary to the Aetherlands that was obvious to the naked eye, but Thalar had known precisely where they'd started. When the doctor tried to move past him, he had blocked his way and gestured at the landscape before them. The ether. Vicky had leaned forward and in doing so had taken her first taste of the ether. The world had flashed with light and colour, threatening to envelop her. And then, in an instant, it was gone. It had been the same, on and off, ever since. Moments of normality interspersed with sudden lurches in perception. Like skipping a time track, Vicky thought, only 1,000 times worse. Up ahead, leaning against a slab of sickly green rock, Thalar was beckoning them on. For all the doctor's suspicions, Vicky thought, they'd not had a choice of helpers, and the fate of them all rested on his ability to get them through the Aetherlands alive. Stuck in the narrow troughs of earth and rock, it was hard to get perspective on the landscape around them. Increasingly, the stone ridges rose higher, arching over them, giving only occasional glimpses of the sky. In the end, Vicky had started charting their progress.